Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and our radio audience. We're so thankful for you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for it is our purpose to speak on those things found in God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question, Bible subject, and you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program, either way, let us hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. We know that from his virgin birth in Matthew 1 to his resurrection and ascension into heaven in Acts 1, the life of Jesus of Nazareth is filled with the miraculous. Beginning with the miracle of turning water to wine in Cana, the gospel record by some accounts say that there have been 37 occurrences. That is except, of course, the virgin birth and the resurrection, which Jesus worked miracles. It was Peter in his sermon on Pentecost that said this about Jesus. In Acts 2 and verse 22, men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. The apostle uses three words in this verse to describe what Jesus did. Miracles, wonders, and signs. That is, those who might call miracles, God says, are miracles, wonders, and signs. What is a miracle? Well, Henry Thayer, in his Greek lexicon, you know, we often hear any number of things, from a beautiful sunset to the birth of a child being called a miracle. Or maybe somebody narrowly escapes injury in an automobile accident, and he concludes that it was a miracle. Certainly, while these are remarkable, they certainly do not rise to the status of miracles. Again, Henry Thayer says miracles is strength, power, ability, inherent power, power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature or which a person or a thing exerts and puts forth. Specifically, the power of performing miracles, a mighty work. So a miracle, then, is the interference of the supernatural power of God upon the natural. When Jesus raised Lazarus, there in John chapter 11, and when he raised the son of the widow, in Luke chapter 7 from the dead, he, with mighty, majestic, and divine power, overcame the natural. You know, the miracles that Jesus did in his brief life on this earth cannot be explained away. They captured the imagination of multitudes. Even Jesus' enemies couldn't dispute the miracles that he did. Like, for instance, in John 9, verse 15, or in John 11, verse 47. There was a notable teacher of the law that made this remark to Jesus. John chapter 3, and verse 2. Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. You see, by this affirmation by Nicodemus, it helps us to appreciate the other two words that are used by Peter there in Acts 2 and verse 22. The word wonders, that is a word that describes the astonishment of those that saw Christ's miracles. When the paralytic man was miraculously healed by Jesus, those that saw the miracle made statement in Mark 2, verse 12. They were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." You see, the purpose of Christ's miracles was not just simply to astonish and amaze the crowd. However, the people were amazed by the miracle, but their astonishment produced God's desired aim. They glorified God. And then the third word employed by Peter in his sermon, signs. You know, in relation to the miraculous, the New Testament does not use the word wonders alone. It's always in connection with some other word. For example, in Acts 2 and verse 43, the Bible uses wonders and signs. Or in Acts 6 and verse 8, great wonders and miracles. You see, this was because miracles were not just for wonderment. They were signs. Jesus told the Jews that his resurrection would be a sign. Notice we read in John chapter 2, beginning with verse 19. Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then the Jews says, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scriptures and the word which Jesus had said. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of him, for he knew what was in man. So we see here, too, think about Nicodemus. He recognized that the mighty works, miracles that Jesus did signified that he had been sent by God. That verse again that we read a moment ago in John chapter 3 and in verse 2. "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God be with him." Another example is the woman of Samaria. The Samaritan woman, she acknowledged the supernatural knowledge of Jesus that signified that he was both a prophet and the Messiah. We don't have time to read it, but it's in John 4, verses 16 through verse 29. And certainly, the casting out of demons gave a powerful message to the first century Jewish world. In Matthew 12, let's read verses 22 and 23. "Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and he healed him, so that the blind and mute man both spake and saw. And all of the multitude were amazed and said, 'Could this be the son of David?'" See, the people knew that the promised Messiah would be the son of David. We see what the multitude shouted when Christ triumphantly entered into Jerusalem there in Matthew 21 at verse 9 beginning. "Then the multitude that went before and those who followed cried out, saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.' And when he had come into Jerusalem, all of the city was moved, saying, 'Who is this?' So the multitude said, 'This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee.' Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all of those that bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seat of those that sold doves. And he said to them, 'It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.' Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant and said to him, Did you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, Yes, have you never read, Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise? Then he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, and he lodged there. See what the people did. They acknowledged that, yes, this is the Messiah, the Son of David. And seeing him cast out demons alerted them to the fact that the Son of David, the Messiah, was among them. The miracles Jesus did were signs announcing to the world that the Messiah, the Son of God, had come in the fullness of time. It's in John 10 that we read verses 24 and 25. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But the crowning miracle, announcing that he truly was the Son of God, was his resurrection, at which time he, as Romans 1 and verse 4 states, he was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. And the purpose for the Lord's miracle is given to us by John when we read John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. So, in the mighty work of the Galilean, we see the manifestation of his mission. And that's stated in Luke 19, verse 10. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Friends, if you'd like to study your Bible, but do so at your own pace, at your own time, in the privacy of your own home, we urge you to go to eastalbertville.org on your laptop, your tablet, or your smartphone. And there on that website, you will find a Bible correspondence course that you can take. Again, it will be at your own time. It'll be in the privacy of your own home, but it will help you in your study of God's Word. Maybe there's a Bible subject that you are thinking about, been thinking about for some time. And again, on that same website, you can type in that Bible subject and be directed to numerous Bible articles and Bible sermons dealing with that subject. Or maybe you would desire to have Bible articles on Bible subjects emailed to you every 2 weeks. Again, on this website, eastalbertville.org, you can sign up by giving us your email address and every 2 weeks receive an email bulletin containing Bible subjects and the articles that they contain that subject. We'll never solicit you for money or anything of that nature. All this email bulletin is to study God's Word and give us the opportunity to look into the Word of God as to what He has to say to us. Friends, in all of this, we urge you to take advantage of it. If you'd like to see past Bible studies and worship services of the East Albertville Church of Christ, you can do that by going to the church's YouTube channel. And there you can both see and hear Bible studies as well as worship services. Keep this in mind and make use of it. We appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.